You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Stepping up its anti-evasion drive, the Goods and Services Tax Wing of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs has started a process of issuing show-cause notices to thousands of entities for alleged evasion or underpayment of tax. It has already issued notices in about 20,000 cases among 34,000 scrutinized for tax evasion in 2017-18, the year in which the comprehensive indirect tax was rolled out, sources said. The tax department reckons that evasion by the entities in the year were to the tune of Rs. 2,000 crore. It is also sending out notices to another lot of 35,000 cases for the year 2018-19. The sources added, of the 34,000 cases selected for 2017-18, based on risk parameters, in 95% of cases, scrutiny has been completed, and in 50-60% of cases, explanations have been sought for short tax payment, a senior official told Financial Express. Meanwhile, Vodafone Idea, which is lagging peers Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel because of funds crunch and lower capex, has seen its revenue market share fall to single digits in 7 out of the 22 circles in which the company provides services. The telco's revenue market share in Karnataka, Bihar, Orissa, Assam, Northeast, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir is now in the range of 1.4 to 9.9%, while the same for Jio and Bharti is in the range of 31.5 to 58.2%. RMS is calculated on the adjusted gross revenue of the operators. At the end of April-June quarter, as per the latest figures released by the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, overall RMS of Jio was at 40.9%, followed by Bharti at 35.5%, with Vodafone Idea trailing at 17.7%. Barring Karnataka, which is an A-category circle, the other 6 states are C-category circles. The 7 circles contribute 7.9% to Vodafone Idea's overall AGR as per the April-June quarter numbers. In comparison, the same circles contribute 21.9% and 26.7% to the AGR of Jio and Bharti respectively. In some more industry news, US private equity major KKR said on Tuesday that it has signed agreements to invest $400 million in decarbonization platform Serentica Renewables, a group company of billionaire Anil Agarwal, which plans to provide clean energy solutions. Serentica Renewables is wholly owned by Agarwal's twin Star Overseas, which owns controlling stakes in Sterlite Power Transmission and Sterlite Technologies. The company had set up its decarbonization platform in September this year. The company's medium-term goal is to install 5,000 megawatt of carbon-free generation capacity coupled with different storage technologies and supply over 16 million units of clean energy annually and displace 20 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions. The company, which is in the process of developing 1,500 megawatt of solar and wind power projects across various states, including Karnataka, Rajasthan, and Maharashtra, has also signed 3 long-term power purchase agreements. Moving on, Godrej Consumer Products on Tuesday posted a 25% year-on-year decline in its net profit at Rs. 358.86 crore for the quarter ended September as volumes fell due to inflationary pressures. Revenue from operations grew 7% on year to Rs. 3,391.92 crore, driven by pricing growth, even as the consolidated volumes declined 5% during the quarter. The company missed the Bloomberg estimates for the quarter, which had pegged the company's net profit at Rs. 400.70 crore and sales at Rs. 3,404.80 crore. Operating margins declined 450 basis points to 17.1% because of high-cost inventory, a significant increase in working media investment and category development efforts. In other news, hiring activity in India seems to have hit a pause as a weak macroeconomic environment led by recessionary concerns and the prolonged Russia-Ukraine war turned companies cautious towards adding staff. According to the Monster Employment Index, which tracks white-collar jobs across 5 portals under Quess, there is a 6% year-on-year decline in hiring for the month of October. However, data from Exfeno, a Bengaluru-based specialist staffing firm, show the decline is much steeper at 29% year-on-year to 2,25,000 jobs in October. The slowdown is primarily owing to the decline in IT hiring. The IT services sector had its sharpest year-on-year drop of 50% in active jobs volume over October 2021, which is the lowest in 3 years. With this decline, the sector also gave up the domination it held in terms of contribution to hiring for the last 20 months. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.